Hello?
Hi, this is Royce of Local Splash. Is this Jordan?
Yes, this is Jordan.
Yes, Jordan, is this the best time to talk now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, this is just a quick update, though. I just want to let you know that your profile is showing strong authority for paver driveways and paver installation, particularly in St. John's County and Jacksonville, where we have secured the top 10 positions. There is a significant lack of visibility for hardscaping services and artificial turf installation across all target locations. Currently, these terms are not ranking within the first few pages in the Google search results. So to address these gaps, Jordan, we are implementing the following optimizations. We will significantly increase the volume of high-quality content on your Google Business Profile, especially tailored to these underperforming services. So, we would like you to continue sending us photos, related to these non-performing services, like the artificial turf installation and hardscaping services. Okay, so let me access the dashboard here.
Yeah, and honestly, that artificial turf is kind of like an add-on to what I do. So,
Oh, okay.
If we, I mainly do paver insulation, paver repairs, and if I get, I'd want to grow my artificial turf. Mm-hmm. But I've been in business a year here. I've done one artificial turf job. So it's it's not a necessity that I get leads from that. I mean, it would help. I mean, it'd be great, obviously, but I probably won't even do artificial turf unless if we're doing pavers for people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's more of an add-on service. Oh. I wouldn't come out probably and say just this is artificial turf. I'm doing artificial turf job.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's not as important to me as paver installation, stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for letting me know, Jordan, so that we know, what we need to prioritize first. Okay. So far, we're doing well. Okay. With the paver, campaigning the paver driveways and, other paver, related, services. So yeah, we will continue working on the account here. And, on the technical end, everything is, fully optimized. Okay. We made sure that every listings that we manage for your business are fully updated. So if there's anything that we need to, discuss with you or we need to let you know, we will give you a call. So for now, okay. We'll continue
Can I share two issues I'm having with you?
Sure.
It's been great. It's two things I've noticed. One, on the call tracking, when they click, when they click my, I don't know what they click, I guess my Google page, and they click that number, I get it. I see that it's a lead comes through, but then I click on it, and it doesn't connect. So then I call them back from my personal number, but I think there's an issue connecting directly. As soon as I click that accept, it transfers me to the app and it says connecting, and then it doesn't connect for 5 seconds, and I think the people hang up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just call them right back from my personal number.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a customer bring that up to me a couple days ago that they had that issue, but luckily I called them right back from my from my personal number.
Okay.
So there's that. That's not that big of a deal, but because I still see it, I still get a notification, so that's fine. But another issue is my Yelp leads that I'm getting. I haven't gotten one legit lead from Yelp. I get a lot of landscaping leads, and I don't do landscaping or concrete work. I don't do concrete. So I know Yelp is very limited with the services you can put that you provide. So I'm sure that's why.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm if Yelp is not working, I'd rather just put all my money into SEO and other stuff and just forget Yelp. You know what I mean? But I don't know. You guys know better than me. So you tell me. I haven't got one lead from Yelp, legit lead that I've met with. It's just, oh, they're, I've gotten leads, but they're asking for services I don't provide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention, Jordan. I'll definitely discuss the, you know, or ask for Yelp ads campaign data, okay, or performance data from our team. And, yeah, I'll check with them what else we need to do to improve, okay? And, yeah, we'll update you on that, definitely. And as for the call tracking, we wanted you to make sure that, you know, you immediately get the calls, okay? Because tendency, if you miss some of those calls, they might think that, you know, you're not answering, and they might go to other company instead. So I will ask.
That's not what I'm saying on that. I'm saying I'm getting, like, I see the call on my phone come through from the local splash lead. I say to the local splash lead, I can tell they're calling me. They're clicking on the call tracking number. I click accept. I try to talk to them. As soon as I click accept, they're on the other line. But it, as soon as I click it, it opens the local splash app and it says, connecting. It doesn't connect to that caller. It doesn't connect. So they either hang up or I hang up and I call them from my personal number.
Okay.
It's not a matter of me calling them back or answering the phone. Like, I see every lead that comes in. I always contact them. It's just connecting that initial call when they use my call tracking number. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay. Yeah, I will communicate that with the technical team and ask them to maybe skip the app and directly forward the calls to your number. So that way, you know.
Absolutely. Just direct them. Yeah, direct them straight to my. I'd much rather it be just directed straight to my phone, and I don't want it. Like, I don't want the calls to go to the app. I mean, you can still. I'm fine with seeing, like, a notification in there, but I don't want to answer the phone and it goes to my app and it says connecting. Just say, let me answer the phone from my normal, like, phone app or whatever, how I usually would, and just let me talk to them. Like, I don't know. Another thing is I don't know. I see on there it's a caller press 1 or caller press 9. Like, I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather just go straight to my phone. I pick it up.
Okay.
And then they can leave me a voicemail for some reason I can't answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that selection, Jordan, when they dial the number, it's there for a reason. It is to help block the robocalls.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm not saying change my call tracking number. Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm just saying, like, if they call me, I would rather it not go to my local Splash app. I mean, if it's possible, because I think that's what the issue is the app. It's not the call tracking number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will ask our team right away, okay, to skip the app and just directly forward it to your direct phone line, which is the number ending 2627, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I mean, I'm just being nitpicky. I'm still getting in contact with people. It's not that big of a deal. I just feel like it's easier if people don't get as frustrated. Like, I had a guy kind of get frustrated. Not frustrated, but, like, if I didn't call him back right then, I feel like he would have gone somewhere else because he didn't get connected to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was having issues with my system, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if it's constantly – if they constantly experience that one, yeah. Yeah, I really get it that they would get upset. So, yeah, no worries. We will take care of this, okay? And we'll probably give you some updates within today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, you're very welcome, Jordan. So that is all I wanted to discuss with you, though. Let me know if you have some other questions.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're very welcome, Jordan. Thank you so much again for your time. You have a good one. Goodbye for now.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.